And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, on YouTube and Facebook Live, and, of course, 97.3 The Fan. Pete Gray here along with Brandon Bono. Rick's on vacation. Corey's sick. And Brandon is our guy waiting in the wings, and it's so great to have you, Brandon.
I'm desperately missing those guys, but I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
Oh, man, we're stoked to have you, man. You're a total natural with this thing, man.
You are natural.
More often. Yeah, for sure. Valerie Hopridge is our guest today from Queen Charlotte Safaris. Heard from Rob, one of her great guides up there that Corey loves to fish with, Rob.
Yes, and they have a ball.
And we're going to hear from the guy I like to fish with, Nathan, very, very soon, too, in the second hour, too. Nathan's going to join us for the second hour, so it's going to be super, super fun. And and right now we're gonna finish up the catch report, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're...
finish up with Gundy Gunderson, our Gundy guru extraordinaire. Good morning, Gundy.
Here.
Yeah, got you loud and clear, Gundy.
Right on. Well, that flu just keeps getting everybody, doesn't it?
Did it get you?
Yeah, I've had it about a month ago, but, yeah, I hope Corey's doing better.
Yeah.
But, you know, as far as the fishing goes, you know, that swell really, really was rough there last week and pretty much wiped things out for several days. But this week we saw kind of a return to normal, and one of the keys, Pete, is we really haven't had a lot of rain, you know, obviously. But the rain and the runoff is what really hurts you in the wintertime, and we haven't had that. So when we get, like, a big swell and stuff, things seem to bounce back rather quickly. And Hook, Line, Sinker reported improvement in barred perch fishing. A few anglers found good perch fishing out west. Some of those El Capitan, Gaviota, that area there. Better weather days, 4 to 8 inch average on the fish, and they had some kickers over 12 inches, bloodworms, mussels, shrimp working best in natural baits. And then with a lot of squid offshore, the halibut bite was slow. In the South Bay there, Just Fishing reported that they checked in a 3-pound, 1-ounce barred perch. It was caught off Hermosa, a little bit above the pier, on a flash minnow. So some of those guys hunting the big perch using those hard jerk baits. Big Fish reported smaller perch, but they did have some guys sticking a few nice halibut. I think they had a 29-inch fish off Dog Beach on a flash minnow. And, you know, that's probably your best bet is the halibut deal. You have to work at it, you know, with the squid outside. There's not a lot of fish in the shallows, but the guys putting in time are getting the bites, and that's the key.
You know, Gundy,
so we'll see what happens next year. I think, you know, with the weather, you know, and the better tides, we'll get more good fishing.
Oh yeah, for sure, for sure. And Gundy, of course, you'll keep us on it all winter long. It doesn't go away. Beach fishing,
nope.
You can do it all winter. So stay with it, Gundy. Sure appreciate what you do, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, Pete.
Right.
Thanks,
good
Jenny.
Week, guys.
Thanks. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, and I just want to let the people out there know, while they last, pick up your copy of the 2025 CCA Sport Fishing Calendar at Fisherman's Landing, Seaforth Landing, Dana Landing, or at your favorite tackle shop. By supporting CCA, you are working to protect the rights of all California anglers.
Yeah, for sure. Those calendars went so fast this year. If you haven't received yours, you got to find them where you can.
And they did such a great job this year.
It's we have the calendar right here in the world headquarters. Yeah. Look at that Gerby right in the background with that beautiful yellowfin, right?
Yeah.
So they have fantastic shots. And, of course, the best tide chart.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And every angler needs a tide chart on their wall.
And no question about it. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed up, and we're giving away a great prize this morning, right?
And don't forget to call in. We still have a couple lines open. The number is 833-288-0973.
Yeah, for sure. And
we're giving away a full day trip aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing.
Sweet.
So, yeah, fill up those phone lines.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead and jump back on the phones, Brandon.
All right, let's talk to Jason in OB. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Kate and Brandon. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Good morning. My question is about, I've been trying to get a plan of trip up there for the last couple of years, but my wife is determined she will never go on a puddle jumper, basically a plane without an engine, well, a jet. So the question, is there a way when we get to Vancouver to take a ferry to get there instead of having to go on the puddle jumper?
Yes, you can take a ferry if you have the time, but it's not really a paddle
jumper.
Yeah, it's a 68 to 78 passenger
twin-engine
Q400. Yes.
Yeah. It's a prop.
Air Canada.
It's a prop jet.
Props.
It is props, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's okay. But they're turbojets.
Yes, turbojets, Q400.
Yeah. It's probably one of the safest planes around.
And it's got a lot of cargo room for your fish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the most important thing.
Because mm-hmm.
they put a lot of fish in. Those. Yeah.
Yes, but yes, you can take the ferry. Pardon me? He's a little bit scratched.
Yeah. How long is the ferry ride?
How long is the ferry ride?
So, two options. You can catch the ferry in Vancouver. If you're going to take the ferry, you need a good extra week to go up and back.
Mm.
Yes, it's that long. Yes.
And you'd go right into Port Moresby.
So you would go from Vancouver to Tawasin Ferry into Nanaimo, and then you have a four-hour car ride, so you'd have to rent a car. Port Hardy to Prince Rupert is 18 hours, and Prince Rupert to Haida Gwaii is 7 hours. So, or you drive to Prince Rupert, which is a two-day drive from Vancouver, drop your car there, get on the ferry, 7 hours. Yeah. So, it's very beautiful.
It's a lot easier to do an hour and 45-minute flight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at my resume.
Yeah.
But it's not a tiny plane.
No, it's
not. No.
It's a big one.
And it's a good-sized plane.
I totally understand the hesitation about the propeller-driven plane and the smaller planes. And I've had that same kind of fear of flying. But now, after having done it a handful of times, really, that fear goes away and subsides over once you get off the ground. And then you never get to see things in the way that you do when from a plane that flies lower, especially when you're in a beautiful area.
We do fly lower.
Okay.
Yes.
When you're flying over British Columbia, when are you going to get that aerial view of the beautiful forests and the islands and all the nature?
Well, and we fly from Vancouver. You go over Vancouver Island up into Haida Gwaii, so you see a lot of scenery, unless it's super foggy. But for the most part, I think they're cruising, I want to say 35,000 feet, maybe, maybe less.
Well, it's a commercial airliner.
Yeah. I mean, but it's...
It's not like flying on a float plane or one of the little
no, nothing
single
like
props
that at all.
Or anything like that. Yeah,
mm-mm.
For sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. 833-288-0973. I have a great text here from John in Chula Vista. He says, good morning. I have a question for Valerie. I'd like to come fishing with you. Can you explain the accommodations I would expect being a single traveling fisherman?
We can accommodate single anglers, but you have to, if you have flexibility, John, that's very helpful. And I do have 4 spots open for single anglers, and you can have your own private room. I can't offer it for every group. So I have 4 spots, and if you're interested, at the end of the show, I'm going to give you my email and my direct cell phone to text me, and I'll give you those dates. But one of the dates happens to be in Cory Strip. We had a gentleman have to drop out, and so we have one.
End of July, beginning of August.
Yeah, July 30th to August 3rd, and you actually get to fish with Cory.
With Cory.
Yeah.
On Cory's boat.
On Cory's boat.
So in other words, if you're a single angler and there is availability, you can get your own room, and also you'll be with 3 other people on a boat.
Correct.
You can match them up.
Yes.
So that's
I think there's a
spot for one person on Cory's group to fish with the world famous Cory Stanley.
And for those who have never fished with Cory, it's worth the ticket price alone.
Yeah.
Cory does things so differently, and he's so into it, and he's so into the nature aspect and the history aspect of things. He's just such a pleasure to be around and spend a week with.
So he smiles ear to ear.
Yeah.
The whole time.
So if somebody wants that spot,
get a hold of me.
How do they get a hold of you?
877-815-2892, or you can just actually, my cell phone is so easy just to text me, 805-698-9590.
All right. Or you just go to the website.
I'll go to the website and say, hey, Valerie.
QCSafaris.com.
Yes. Yeah, QCSafaris.com.
All right. You're going to be in a lot of shows coming up, right?
It's right around the corner.
Right, like next week, right?
Yeah. I head to Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona for which show?
The Barrett Jackson Auto Auction, and everyone's like, why do you put your booth there? Well, let me tell you why. F-U-N. Fun.
Fun.
It is. People love to fish, and they love their cars. We have a lot of car collectors over the years. This will be my 15th year exhibiting there.
Wow.
And I take my beautiful salmon replica. Brandon, you haven't got to see that. You're going to have to come up to Costa Mesa and see that.
I will see that.
It's very beautiful. A taxidermist in Idaho did it for me, hand-painted, very, it's a showstopper.
Nice. Is that right?
It's a showstopper.
Well, you'll see it at the PCS show.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
And anyway, that's my first stop. It's a 9-day show, and then I go to Safari Club International in Nashville.
Wow.
And then I'll come back for Bart Hall show.
And then after that, you'll go
break,
and then I'll go to the PCS show.
Well, yeah. You're running all over the place.
Can you believe that?
That is unbelievable.
Yeah. Wow.
It's planning.
Yeah. A lot going on there,
lot
for
planning.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have a great text there?
I do. Have,
yeah.
I have quite a few. They're,
yeah,
they're flowing in through the
coming,
app, and
yeah.
if you don't have the app downloaded yet, do yourself a favor and do it. This particular text is from one of my favorite people on the planet Earth, and that's Gary White, the legend himself.
The legend himself?
Yeah. And it says, good morning, everyone, and Valerie. Could you talk about the area's history, legends, and native folklore?
Yes. So, we are in, and actually I was just looking at your coffee mug there, Pete.
Yeah.
Haida Gwaii Safaris. We're in a transition of going back into the indigenous name of the First Nations people, the Haida. So Queen Charlotte, the name Queen Charlotte, I have a blog that's going to be on our website that explains in a little more detail the history of the islands and why going back to the indigenous of First Nations, Haida Gwaii. So it's going to be Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. It takes a little time.
And when's that going to happen?
It has happened.
It has happened.
Oh.
It's already Haida Gwaii Safaris.
It's Haida Gwaii Safaris. The booth says Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. We have an amazing, you see that fish.
That is
a true Haida salmon, Kwiwa Jones, First Nations woman, amazing artist, did that salmon for us. So a lot of neat history coming out to explain the islands or archipelago of 100 islands. And the Haida people are rich in culture, beautiful art, very good fishermen and women, too. And it's just the whole culture. It means islands of the people.
Hmm.
So that's what Haida Gwaii means. And so we definitely want to honor their traditions and keep their culture alive. And we have a lot more history coming out, and it will be on the website. Yeah. And if you're not on my mailing list, get on my mailing list because you'll get the email all about it. That's just too much. It's too much.
So how do you get on the email list?
Just email me.
Well, you can go to
qcsafaris.com. Yes, you can do that.
And then you can sign up on the website, too,
right? Sign up on the website so you can get that. But very dear to my heart, this will be my 25th year up there.
Wow.
And this is my 20th year as an owner. That's so we have a milestone year. We're going to be celebrating 20 years. Haida Gwaii Safaris, formerly Queen Charlotte Safaris. And then, of course, I started working up there in 2000.
The Haida people are so proud. And the culture there is amazing.
So rich in culture. We have a heritage center
rich.
There. Beautiful
Which
art.
Which is amazing.
Beautiful carving. The totems.
Yeah.
Everything. It's so rich in culture. And I say, National Geographic's top 25 must see and do
is
on their
right?
list. Yes.
And is there still a large population?
No. I mean, the island we're on, maybe 300 people. We're on Moresby Island, and the bottom half of Moresby Island is a UNESCO heritage site.
Oh, wow. I had
yes.
no idea.
Yes. I know, we're kind of a little hidden secret.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? And then the Graham Island, another one of the main islands, there is a beautiful heritage center. Those that have been up there, they've been through it. You've been through it, Pete. It's amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
I mean, I'm not a museum guy. I'll be right up front.
No?
Yeah, I like kind of cruising through museums, but this is a very special museum.
It has
it's
everything
really cool.
from the culture
so
part
culture.
Of it, but also fishing is such a big part of the island. And so you see, you know, their old techniques and different way they did halibut and how they smoked their fish they don't let nothing
how
go to waste and how they live.
The villages and such.
And a lot of the Haida language is coming back. It's just a very neat, beautiful culture. And I love islands of the people.
for sure. Yeah. So that's cool. So Haida Gwaii Safari.
We got the mug right
well,
there.
Let's jump into the phone.
Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to. Let's talk to Jake in Point Loma. Good morning, Jake. How you doing?
Morning, guys.
Good morning, Jake.
Love hearing about this, Brandon. You're doing great. I'm listening on the app right now, fishing the bay. I was wondering if Valerie could talk about what would be the best time to come up and chase those big lingcod I've seen on their website.
June, July, or August. Take your pick. They're there all summer.
And I hear it's wide open when you get there. It's about as good as it gets anywhere in the world.
It can be really good.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, again,
it's still fishing.
Untouched.
Yeah, sure.
It's still
right.
fishing,
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
But it's untouched. And these lingcod, they're hungry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're big.
And they're big. And
they like to eat the plastic. And they like to eat the metal jigs.
Oh, is that right?
Oh,
yeah.
No bait needed.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, sir.
And so for a guy from Southern California who might be into slow pitch jig fishing
yeah.
or fishing a big slug on a lead head or anything like
instantaneous.
That.
Instantaneous.
Is that right?
Unbelievable. Like one of your jigs?
Yeah.
From
Two Fish Jigs? Sure.
Like one of your...
The finest yo-yo jig on the market?
Yeah.
yeah.
That yo-yo jig?
Oh, I bet it would knock...
They would crush
the lights out of
lingcod
up there. Yeah.
And there's a jig that they use. It's very interesting. You guys might want to knock this off. It's a British...
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And
the gentleman makes them in his garage.
Yeah. It looks like the size of a surface iron, but it's got a kind of a weird shape, and those things get...
And you can bend them.
Yeah, you can bend them.
You can bend them.
So they're made like, would that be zinc or something?
Oh, I don't know. Is it shiny, shiny material?
No.
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 Uh-huh. But, oh boy, they eat those things.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I might have to look into this.
Yeah, for sure.
That's our little secret.
Yeah, no, and they have them on the boats.
Yep.
You don't need to bring your own stuff, but...
But if you are bougie, you can.
You and I like to fish our gear, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
You'd want to bring... Like the ideal thing, you can throw it in, you can carry it on the plane, or you can throw it in your luggage. One of those Phoenix
travel rods, Red Eye series.
The Red Eye series that would be like a
40 pound class Red Eye series travel rod by Phoenix, and it would be perfect for up there.
Shimano Trinidad 20A, put 80 pound Power Pro Max Quattro on it. Oh.
Yeah.
Game on.
Yeah, you're in the driver's
seat
when you
have
that
set up. So you're not carrying a lot.
Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah, you don't have to bring much.
But a guy could bring a hodgepodge of lures to give him a shot for the lingcod.
If you wanted to, yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Hey, our good friend Bob Fletcher is listening.
Hi,
Valerie. And Bob got to experience Queen Charlotte Safari's, had a great time with him.
In fact, his picture in our... social media, he's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, the blast that you did.
Yes.
Yeah, he's in there. He says, did you hear that Scott Sherman, former city councilman, was on KOSI News this morning talking about the fabulous sport fishing industry we have here in San Diego? He went into detail of the kinds of trips available, what you can catch, and how to fish, get filleted, portioned, and vacuum packaged. And he went into different kinds of trips, kinds of boats, 45-foot to 123. He's talking maybe 10 to 15 minutes on the TV today. So way to go. High five to Scott, he says. So,
yeah.
For sure. Thanks, Bob. And
Thank you, Bob.
Nice to hear from you about that. And good going, Scott. Way to get the word out there.
Yeah, we're all blessed here in Southern California to have Scott Sherman on our side.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And he's a hardcore fisherman.
Hardcore.
Well, let's jump back in those boats.
Okay, let's talk to... Hills in Ventura. Good morning, Hills. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, you guys. I wanted to ask Valerie what she thinks as far as Corey's big slugs for lingcod compared to that special lure from the guy that guy in the garage, which is kind of like a Brandon Bono, but. on success rate, because like I fished a big glow in the dark slug on a lead head out at Channel Islands here, Santa Rosa, and it's like as soon as it hit the bottom, lingcod, you know. But I could just imagine a fish off, you know, between two fish jigs, big slug, and then have Rob with one of those bent metal things.
If I was a betting man, I would bet on the slug. You know, I know Let's Talk Hookup is doing a trip to either Queen Charlotte's or maybe Southeast Alaska when I'm at Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop, and we sell out of slugs. They're highly, highly, highly effective.
Yeah, and that glow-in-the-dark.
Yeah, glow-in-the-dark.
That thing gets... And like up in Kingfisher and Sitka, oh, boy.
Yeah, if you want to catch a giant ling cod.
Or a big halibut.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
they eat it.
Kind of everything eats those up there, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. There you go.
I have to agree with the professionals. Yeah. I'm not a guide. Yeah.
But then again, I don't know anything about this local lure.
He's in Vancouver cool. Island, and he's, I don't know how to even describe it. It works.
Is that right?
Yeah. We buy lots of it.
Yeah. You have a great text. Thanks for the hills for the call. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
You want to get through our Jeff's standing by. It's 833-288-0973 is the number. 833-288-0973.
We have a ton of texts coming through the app. This one says, morning, guys. Great show. Can you ask Valerie about the touring packages for those spouses that don't fish?
Oh.
We had whales breaching 20 feet from the boat during my trip. Question, do you have any T-shirts? That's from Bill in Scripps Ranch.
Okay. Good morning. Okay, first of all, yes, we do offer tours. We offer land tours ourselves, and then I work with the First Nations with Haida Style, and they do the boat tours into the park, you know, the UNESCO park. They don't go clear down
to the
UNESCO
park.
Yeah, they don't go clear down that far, but it's still considered the upper part of the park. And so she could do that. And I try to put the touring part where I have a group of ladies where the gentlemen are fishing and the ladies are touring. So she's not all by herself.
Oh, that's
Does that
great.
Make sense?
Yeah.
So I try to. So I have some dates. I have a few dates. I have one in June and I have one in July where I do have ladies touring. And the gentlemen are fishing. So it works really well.
Oh,
and everybody's happy.
And everyone's happy. Yeah. Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah. So they get to see a different part of the island. But here's the thing. Where you're fishing, like we were talking going through the channel.
There's a lot to see.
There's a lot to see. I mean, it's you're on a tour as you're fishing.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's very beautiful.
And we were, and like he was saying, we were fishing salmon, and we had humpback whales breaching right next to the boat, like 10 feet off the boat. We were worried they were going to get caught in the lines.
Wow.
Because they were so close.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you see a lot of stuff.
You do. And, like, even jellyfish. This last year we had so it's going down towards Englefield. There were these big purple and all these different colors.
Yeah.
People just, like, the guests pulled up the line. They got out their phones and kind of videoed these jellyfish kind of moving through. It didn't affect the fishing or anything.
Yeah.
It's just like, whoa. What is that?
Yeah, I mean, lots of scenes.
Yeah, there's a lot in those beautiful waters because, you know, they're untouched.
They're very untouched,
yes.
Hey, another great text here is from Quentin in Fontana. He says, good morning, guys. Great show. I have a question for Valerie. Do you have a different option for length of stay or different types of fishing package that you guys offer?
Our main package is the 5-day, 4 nights, 3 full days of fishing.
That's pretty much a standard deal.
That's a standard. I have tried everything possible in the last 25 years, about 24 years. And I feel that is enough for everybody. Like you get a very good experience in that amount of time. I offer a longer trip at the end of the season, a four-day fishing, five nights. And if anyone wants to extend their stay because they want a tour afterwards, if I have room at the lodge, then we'll extend another night and another day as well. But I do have a longer 1 4-day fishing towards the end of the season, end of August.
If you want to
see. And I know you guys must be doing it right because one of my favorite people on planet Earth, which is Harold Davis,
he
was telling me last year he essentially wanted to move into your lodge.
He did a couple of times. He's done back-to-back.
Is that right?
Yes. And I said, you're hired for the rest of the season. He goes, I'm not
He's
sure.
He's the ombudsman. He's the ambassador.
He is the ambassador. He's amazing. Wonderful man.
What a charming man. What a great guy to fish with. And I can't believe he doesn't eat you out of house and home.
Well, he doesn't.
he eats his share.
Yeah.
We all do when we get there because the food's so good.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. When you go there for 4 nights, 3 days of fishing, it's not enough.
Mm.
It's, I mean, you don't want to leave because just because you're so relaxed and so it's so easy going. There's no hustle bustle. Mm-hmm. You're not in a town at all. It's basically you're just in the wilderness.
Yeah, you're at the edge of Sandspit at the very edge. We have like 11 miles of paved road.
Yeah.
Is that all?
And there's beautiful hiking. I mean, there's like the last day when you're waiting for the plane, you go through the forest there. They have this beautiful park.
The Dover Trail. It's beautiful.
Just incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really fantastic. Hey, let's find out what's biting her. It's time for our fishdope.com report by the angler's realtor, Yosef Husseini. And this report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you can get a premier processing experience. Check out the easier online booking system for your processing for your local or long-range trip. With more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, more same-day capacity, and the finest customer service. And like they were talking about a couple weeks ago when they're on the show, they also accommodate private boaters a lot better for you, too. So stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or check out fishermansprocessing.com and make your reservation today. And let's say hi to the angler's realtor, Yosef Husseini. Good morning, Yosef.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you. What's happening?
Thanks so much. Well, there's still some fish around. Local, you know, the stuff you'd expect this time of year. I'm going to start out up north, Channel Islands area. We don't have a ton to report because it is blowing like crazy. Tons of squid, we know that for sure. Santa Monica Bay, there's actually a good sand bass bite and a decent calico bite that goes with it. Sand bass are biting a little better than the calicos. Same old deal, strips of squid. Tiny cult snipers are working really well as well. Palo Verdes, L.A. Long Beach area. The water's a little bit cold, but the bass fishing is improving. There's also some halibut being caught. Just not a ton of people out there targeting them. Sculpin and whitefish remain excellent at the 150 and at the Santa Ana River Pipe. Catalina backside is the top story going on right now. There's white sea bass and halibut being caught. It isn't wide open fishing, but it is decent. We're getting some pretty good reports. The sea bass are ranging from 10 to 40 pounds, and they're all being caught in shallow water, 5 to 30 feet, Church Harbor or Church Rock to Silver Canyon, Eagle Rock to Cat Harbor, and Pedestal Rock and Sentinel Rock, all the normal places. And the front side, there's still some bonito hanging around, from can dumps to the condos. SCI, we don't have a ton of reports either, but there is good calico bass fishing on the backside on crankbaits. And then good white fish fishing in Northwest Harbor from 180 to 200 feet. La Jolla to Mission Beach, we've still got some home guard yellowtail around. One boat, I think yesterday, landed 2 out of 4 fish hooked, decent sized fish. And they're biting at first light. Flow-trolling mackerel, yo-yo jig is the thing going right now. Not a lot of halibut reports, but we should see those here in the next week or two. And that's all I've got.
Wow, fantastic. And, of course, what's going on in the real estate game? A new year and new thoughts in the real estate world, right?
Totally. It's like somebody flipped a switch. Right before the new year, I closed out a bunch of listings that we had. Then it got really slow for a few weeks, and this last week has just picked up. We've got offers coming in on pretty much everything we have.
Awesome.
That's awesome to hear.
Yeah. Coming up soon.
Yeah.
We like it.
Yeah, like hearing that. So if somebody wants to find the guy that fishes and he'll take care of your real estate needs, the best realtor we know around, Yosef Husseini, how do we find you?
You can get me on my cell phone at 619-277-2169. Online on social media at Cal Realty. You can get me on my website at sportsmansrealty.com. And if you'd like a free home evaluation, you can go to socalhomeeval.com for no obligation evaluation.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Yosef, and we will talk to you next Sunday.
You got it. Take care. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you. And that report sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your fishing on the most productive areas by using Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Chlorophyll, currents, and more. Terrafin Mobile, you can get access. Have it right on your phone or any mobile device. Check terrafin.com. for more information. And you have another good text, huh?
I do. There's quite a few of them here, but this one comes from Dave in Anaheim. And I don't know where he's coming from with this question, but I'm going to ask it all the same. Do you offer a trip that doesn't include salmon fishing for people who only want halibut and lingcod?
Yes, but the best way to do that is to put your boat together, right?
Okay. Yeah, put your own group.
Put your own group together for, and absolutely, if you don't want to touch salmon, we'll do all crab fish.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. You can go crab fishing.
You
if
can
you
go
want.
Crabbing. You can go prawning. You can go. You can do all that.
Go
and no salmon.
Fishing.
Yeah, we'll talk about albacore.
Yeah, let's talk about
Nathan's
albacore.
Trying to get on here.
Oh, he's trying. Is he getting through? All right.
Can he get through on the app?
No, he has to make a phone call.
Okay.
Yeah. He can hit if he hits the phone. Yeah, if he hits the phone call, he should be able to get
Why
through.
Anybody
yeah.
would want to cost themselves the, you know, the
top
prize. Of the top of the pyramid salmon fishing, yeah. You know, it doesn't take much time up there to fill your limits of salmon, and then you have all the opportunity to go catch lingcod and halibut and rockfish and whatever mm-hmm. whatever else your heart desires. But if you wanted to do something like that, put your own group together and
for positive. And you can, if you are interested, just again reach out to me. And
how do we find you?
1-877-815-2892. I like my cell phone, 805-698-9590 or qcsafaris.com. Let me know what you'd like to do, and I can give you some dates, and we can totally tailor your trip as long as you fill the boat.
Now, I was totally shocked to hear that albacore is even a possibility.
Yeah,
here
we are. Are we ready? Do we have time to do that, or do we want to do it after commercial break?
What's that?
The albacore.
Oh, yeah. Well, you want to wait for Nathan, right?
Yeah, he's trying to. Well, Nathan's trying to get in.
Yeah, he'll get through. In the meantime, let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
Okay, let's talk to to Chuck in Dana Point. Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year.
You know
Happy
that
New Year.
Knuckle Buster, you should call it a man buster.
A man buster.
All I have is grabbing that reel and having our hands there. No wonder it has that name, right?
Yes.
And,
it's the first time I've heard that.
Respecting the native culture and stuff, that's just good karma for fishing. And,
yes.
And
yes.
Just, you know, living up there like that, that just sounds too cool. And welcome aboard there, Brandon. You're doing a great job.
Well, thank
so
you.
So what I want to ask on all these dishes you make and stuff, us guys that love to eat, like the guy sitting next to you, can we get hands-on with the chef and learn some of your sauces and preparation so we could bring it back home instead of just dreaming about it?
He loves to share.
He's
got a whole
he's
recipe
a
book
chef.
Sitting on the counter.
Yeah, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah,
oh,
he
yeah.
does. Yeah.
He does.
I think that my favorite sauce is a toss-up. I love the halibut sauce that
yes.
he does on the halibut fish
yeah.
or the halibut fillets. It's all really good. He's from
yeah.
Scotland.
Yeah. Okay. He's a master chef.
Yeah.
He's really good. Yeah.
Yes,
you will,
he will
not
share.
Go hungry at Queen Charlotte Safaris or Haida Gwaii Safaris.
Haida Gwaii Safaris,
Haida Gwaii
yes.
Safaris. Hey, Chuck, thanks a lot for the call this
Thank
morning.
Thank you, Chuck.
As you can hear, we're having a great show talking to Valerie from Queen Charlotte Safaris. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and, of course, 97.3 The Fan.
Hi, this is Chrissy Wheeler with Dawson & Associates Insurance, your full-service agency specializing in boat insurance, including charter, commercial, and personal use boats, business insurance, and travel insurance. We work hard to get you the most coverage for the best prices and guarantee the lowest rates available on all the travel plans we offer. So give us a call today at Dawson & Associates Insurance at 619-460-5615 for a free quote today.
Long range fishing, nothing beats Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reels. The Talica features Shimano's Hagani body when throwing jigs. The Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With the extreme cranking power and Shimano Super Free Spool provides extreme castability, you'll be able to put your jig in the Wahoo Zone. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankateen, 365 days a year. Fishdope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have Fishdope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new Fishdope.com membership. Check it out today. Fishdope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, San Diego. The Ford Get Holiday Ready sales event is going on now at your San Diego County Ford dealers. The biggest deals of the year to finish 2024. Featuring America's best-selling truck, Ford F-Series, leading for 47 straight years. Or check out the full lineup of versatile Ford SUVs, including Bronco or Bronco Sport. Don't wait. Come take a test drive today. Get holiday ready only at your local San Diego County Ford dealers. They'll be glad to hook you up. The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano's Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time talking to Valerie at from Queen Charlotte Safaris.
Yeah.
And now called, how do you pronounce it?
Haida Gwaii Safaris.
Haida Gwaii. Haida Gwaii, which is the, what is First Nation?
First Nation is, I mean, it'd be like Native American in the United States, but yeah. There's First Nations people like Haida in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's a lot Haida. Of Tishim. There's a lot of different, I guess for lack of better tribes, I would be.
Why don't we ask one of the local residents, Nathan, who's on the line.
Good morning, Nathan. Nathan got through.
Morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
Hey, good. Doing great. Great to have you. Love fishing with you, and looking forward to being there in August with you there, Nathan. And, Haidas, you live among the Haidas, right?
Yeah, I live on Haida Gwaii. I live right in Sandspit. I'm 6 stores down from the lodge there and have a bunch of friends out there, and, no, it's a great place to live.
Yeah, so the change of the name from Queen Charlotte Safaris to Haida Gwaii Safaris, what's it mean to you?
That it just means we're part of the community, we're part of the island, and we respect what the Haida offer and what they hold and what they're trying to keep going for generations, so then our kids and kids after that can keep doing what we all love to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very so well cool. said.
Yeah. So, albacore. Valerie's been itching to talk about albacore. You guys had a little run of albacore this past season, right?
Yeah, we did. It was actually, it was amazing. Like, they last year they came right into when they were, like, pushed right up against the shoreline almost. They were a couple miles out. And then you could catch them from 1 to 15 to 20 miles out.
That's incredible.
From 1 mile out?
Yeah. Yeah, there was people like where we would salmon fish right off the point there.
Yeah.
Last year, people would drive out 2-5 minutes off the point there and start trolling and start hooking into them.
Wow. And what time of the year was that, Nathan?
That was in late August.
Late August, yeah.
Is when that was coming.
That's pretty crazy.
Is this the first time you've ever seen anything like that?
When the first it happened... Like, we had we basically, you're just watching for warm water to come up, right? It's no different than down there. Yeah. And as soon as you see that warm water coming up, they're up there.
They're
and
there.
They come, and sometimes it's 5 miles off, sometimes it's really close. Because the warm water, there's a cycle system that it's about 13 years, and every year it'll get pushed in closer, and then after a certain time, it'll start going back out further, and then it'll kind of have that cycle there, and that happens every 13 years.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you think about this year?
Now where the warm water's coming in really close, and we're taking advantage of it there. So.
And do you have to get to the weather side of the island to target them?
Yes, they do. They travel only on the west side.
Okay, and how do you target them if they were to... If we're fortunate enough for them to come back, how would you target them?
Well, basically how we would do that there is finding the warm warm water on the weather station like apps that we looked at. And then you go in there and you just basically, if you see birds diving in there, and sometimes you'll see them surfacing and they'll be jumping out of the water. And you basically got to find that where that water temperature changes on your sounder. And then after that, it's kind of they're just there.
Yeah.
We were fishing for them last year, and they were jumping up right beside the boat. So it was kind of, I'm not gonna say easy, but it was there. You could see that they were there.
Are you trolling for them?
Yes. Yeah. We were trolling for them there. I never did have the chance just to stop and like throw jigs out for them, but that's like. As fishermen talk there, you just start thinking of more ideas and more ideas on how to catch them, right?
Yeah, totally. And are you feeding them the knuckle buster?
No. I haven't done that yet. But as the old boys on the island say, if you're a true fisherman, or you're not a true fisherman until you reel in an albacore on a knuckle buster.
Oh, man. That'd be something. Yeah. So, Nathan, we talked to Rob earlier in the show about the salmon and the quality of the salmon fishing there. What's your favorite time of the year to go to Queen Charlotte Safaris or Haida Gwaii Safaris?
Honestly, it's between June and August is my favorite time to go fishing out there. Yeah. But the bet, I'll say it again to you there, Pete. There, it's if fishing from day one till the end of the season for us there is spectacular. It's hands down. That's just great all year long. So whatever time you have available in your schedule, if you can make it up there between June and August, there you're gonna have a great time.
Yeah, it's good. And of course, talk about the boat that you run, which is just so comfortable.
Oh, it's super nice. It's we run 30-foot precision weld jet boats. We got a inline 6 turbo diesel Yanmar in the back that gives us more than enough power to get where we want to go, and we got all air ride seats, so it's a super comfy ride there, and you just ride the waves when you need to there, and when it's really nice out there, you can get to fishing holes like now. We got all the power, right?
Yeah, I mean, we were flying through that through the cut there. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, through the narrows there. Like, it's amazing that big of a boat really only takes 8 inches of draft. So you could really, we can get through those narrows with a foot of water, and that opens the window of getting to the fishing grounds, just widens it up for us. comparing where we would have to wait a couple hours here and there if the tide's low in the morning, you know?
Now, you have me all fired up on this fishing. The idea of adding tuna to the already amazing fishing you guys have, like limit-style fishing of just about everything. If I wanted to maybe secure you because you got me so fired up, could I call ahead of time and book you specifically?
I highly advise ahead of time.
You have to talk to the wonderful lady sitting beside you there, and you might.
He's popular, though.
Yeah, I bet he is.
You can't get him when I'm there.
Okay.
I got
Yeah, the boats, they book up really fast. So if you really want to go fishing, call right now and make it happen, or else you're going to have to wait to have an amazing time.
But all your guys, I mean, Rob's.
They're all great.
First rate. All the guys.
We all work together. We're a team out there. We help each other out there. So it's everybody's amazing. And it's a really great teamwork aspect out on the water.
For sure. Well, let's jump into the phones, Brandon. Let's some guys who want to talk to Valerie.
Yeah, let's talk to Danny, who wants to say hi. Good morning, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hey, Valerie. Good morning.
Danny Jackson, Danny. I know this voice.
Famous Danny Jackson. Hey, Danny.
Oh, the infamous one. Anyway, Valerie, just want to wish you the greatest of seasons coming up in 2025 here. And, you know, Pete, I fished with Valerie, believe it or not, for 25 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. I probably made a dozen, maybe 15 trips to Haida Gwaii. And fishing with Valerie is the real deal. And, you know, I've said, Valerie, you've heard me say this before, the trip through the Skidigat Narrows there on the way to the west side, that alone is worth the price of admission.
Yes.
I mean, and the fishing, it's got to be the king salmon capital of the world. I mean, my wife, Kathy, caught one of those Taiis, way over 30 pounds. Rachel, my daughter's caught salmon kings over 30, and so have I. And so I just wanted to wish you well, Valerie. Say a good morning and hope you have a great year. Just love you to pieces.
Ditto. Back to you. And thank you for your years and years of support. And you have to come see the booth. You're going to be quietly pleasantly surprised.
It's all new, huh?
It's all new, and I have a little surprise.
Well,
so
we'll
I hope
see
you
it
can
at
come.
PCF.
Yeah, come see me at PCF.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll text it to you.
Oh yeah, I will see at PCS, Valerie, and everybody. So, that's why I called. I just wanted to say hello. I heard you on Pete's show, and I had to say hello. I fished with you, golly, like I say, since 2000. So now that's 25 years.
I know. You're aging me,
believe,
Danny.
But great fishing.
Well, thanks, Danny. Great to hear from you. Danny
Thank
Jackson,
you so much.
The famous Danny
famous
Jackson.
Danny
yeah.
Jackson.
Thanks, Danny.
Many
great
videos.
To hear from you. Yeah,
Thank
for sure.
You.
Another great caller on the line here. Good morning.
The phone lines are almost full, but let's talk to Benny in Bend, Oregon. Oh, Bucky, I'm sorry. Good morning, Bucky.
We love Bucky.
Hey, guys.
You got a lot of friends out there, Valerie.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning.
Loud and clear.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Hi.
I just could not believe hearing about albacore. My goodness, what's next? I mean, that just incredibly adds to the adventure. I'm coming out there for two back-to-backs in July and August.
You're doing the two Let's Talk Hook Up.
Best fishing trip of my life.
Back-to-back?
Yes. Corey, and then your trip.
Everything was, I mean, the minute you get off the plane, it's the accommodations, the food, the captains, the boats, everything. It's world class. If anybody has not fished Haida Gwaii, you've got to do it in your lifetime. And take your family, because this is a family adventure. I'm taking two of my best friends from college, so we got back-to-back books on that. But I took my girlfriend on it, and she enjoyed it. She caught a 25-pound salmon, and she caught lingcod. And one thing that nobody really touched on is the great tasting rockfish.
Yes.
My God, that's the best tasting rockfish I ever had. We just pulled out some rockfish the other day. We came back with about 130 pounds of it. So we've been gnawing through it for the summertime. I mean, wintertime, and it's. it keeps well. They have a really good processing plant that they go to that keeps the fish really in tip-top shape. So I recommend it, man. This is a, to me, it's a trip of a lifetime. So far, I've lived five lifetimes.
Out of way, Bucky. Thanks a lot for the
call.
You're
so awesome.
Appreciate that very much.
It Tell is Karen hi. Thank you so
very
much.
Very special place, and a very special place to take your wife, significant other, whatever, because they will love it.
They had a good
time. They will love it. Yeah.
I think she got her first Chinook, if I remember right.
Probably. We have lost him. But we have Nathan back. Hey, Nathan. Glad to have you back. And Nathan, you know, so many kudos. You know, one person I want to bring up is our good buddy Tom Green, who the former SAC spotter plane pilot, took his wife and friends up there and fished with Nathan. Mm-hmm. And now they're hooked, Nathan. I mean, they say, well, we can't go when you go because we have to fish with Nathan.
They're coming in. They're coming in a couple groups before you.
So, but they're super nice people. And so talk a little bit about what it's like for people that are not necessarily super fishy people or couples that want to come. It's an easy game, right?
Oh, it's like, you've been out there. The fishing is the bonus part when you're out there because the raw beauty of the island that you get to experience and just you get to feel the energy of that island, and that's second to none. That's something you can't get anywhere else. It holds its own magic on that island. So just to go out on the boat and see all the beauties of the traveling out there and the wildlife that you see in the ocean between whales, sunfish, salmon, lingcod, halibut, all the species of fish out there. And so if you're not like a big fisherman there, but you love to be outside and outdoors, and if you like to eat fish, it's just even better. So there's much more than just the fish out there to appreciate on this trip, and that fish is just that perfect cherry on top.
And from what I understand, for those fair weather fishermen out there, most of your days of the season are pretty glassy runs, are they not?
Yeah, like the weather, it's its own thing on its own, but it doesn't, it kind of where we are, there's always a cover place. Even if the wind picks up and it's not nice out, there's somewhere
there's a lead
to go to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is cool.
But most of the days, you are right, are really nice days to where we can get out and we can enjoy the whole fishing grounds.
Yeah, and if it gets really nice, you can go, you can make a run down south like we did that one time and hit those pinnacles down there. Talk about ridiculous lingcod fishing.
Oh, wide open.
God, crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, those runs, you can do that. And it's really nice when it's really nice out there, so then you don't have to waste a bunch of time to get down there.
You can just
kind of hammer down and get down there, and it doesn't cost you any time, right?
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Tom in Temecula has a nice note here. It says, good morning, Valerie and Nathan. Guys, I wanted to say my trip to Queen Charlotte's Faris was great. This trip was I couldn't make it. That's when things went wrong here last year. Valerie took great care of my wife who didn't fish. Great fishing, great fellow fishermen from Let's Talk Hookup Gang. Looking forward to another trip to Queen Charlotte Safaris. So that's kind of the, you know, people. And so his wife didn't even fish.
No.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
she's
just hung out and went to the Haido museums and toured different things.
We went on a hike.
Hike,
we took her to Jags.
That's cool.
Which is a little coffee place.
Yeah.
We actually have a little coffee place. It's a treat if you get to go over there.
Oh, how
fun. On the
fun.
Other island. Yeah.
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 So the highlight.
A lot of things to do.
All the texts that are coming through the app are a testament to what a good job you've done all over these years. Because everybody's trying to give you your
one
flowers.
The
you know, it's just compliment after compliment after compliment.
Yeah, they're all saying.
Everybody claims this is a bucket list trip for the entire family.
Yeah. Well, hey, Nathan, we've run out of time, but great to have you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you in August. And we'll look forward to fishing with you real soon.
Yeah, thank you guys for everything. I wish I could have made it sooner there so I could talk longer there, but I'm glad I got on to hear you guys and answer some questions there. And yeah, I can't wait for you guys to come up this summer.
Yeah, no, we're excited. Our group, and we have spots left on our left for a single in Corey's group, which are the dates are.
Your group is done. It's sold out.
But the dates of Corey's group is.
The 30th of July to August 3.
All right. Hey, when we come back.
We're going to wrap things up here for this week on Let's Talk Hookup. Talk more about next week's show and give away some prizes. So stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norselithium.com. That's N-O-R-S-K-Lithium.com. Or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Search of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. Forward to welcome you aboard.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up, and they have all the gear: spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife: brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac River and your boat is just steps away from your room makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. And they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
And, of course, the YouTube and Facebook Live and the Let's Talk Hookup app. Okay, Valerie, time to flip the coin. Okay.
And it is a caller.
Let's see here.
It's Bruce in Lemon Grove. Congratulations, right, Bruce. You're going You're going on a free trip aboard the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, for sure. And we want to thank Jeff for manning the phones over there. He did a great job over there at the
fan. Thank you, Jeff.
Appreciate that very much. And Valerie, somebody wants to book a trip like so many of our listeners have done. There's still some spots available.
877-815-2892. Yeah. My cellular, 805-698-9590. Or go to the website, qcsafaris.com.
Yeah, and that's the easiest way to kind of see the whole this. Yep. And then, of course, watch for the new name change, Haida Gwaii
Safari.
Yep,
and website change, everything. Yes.
But you'll still have QC Safaris.
Yes, for those we'll keep of us that for a while. We have, had Haida Gwaii in, Queen Charlotte Safaris, Haida Gwaii, B.C. Haida Gwaii's been there for years.
Yeah,
making a little change.
For sure.
It's all good.
Yeah, well, it's going to be great. So.
And I look forward to seeing everyone at the shows.
Yeah,
come check us out.
Plenty of shows. Yes.
Hey, next week, we're going to have a great show. Bob Hoos from Costa was going to be here next Saturday. Matt and Gavin from Captain's Concept next Sunday. So we're going to see you right back here next Saturday and Sunday. Of course, on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.